Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckanize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good deal. All right. Good deal. Hey, what's going on there, truckers? In America, hey, we're all here for everybody's Redneckanize Radio. We're live Sunday evenings, 6 o'clock-ish Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. And part of the conversation, just hit one. You know, what we do is we talk about things about trucking. And, of course, going on right now across the, you know, international. You know, we got the Canadian protest up in Canada and all that. And then we got the trucking convoys getting started. And it's pretty exciting stuff. We're hoping that everybody can get involved in that the best they can. Of course, we've been checking into it here, and you know, there's a lot of details, but then there's not a lot of details. So we'll dive into that a little bit, going out and see what's going on. A lot of people are talking about, the truck drivers are talking about, this is about trucking issues, or this is about the mandates and the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and all that stuff like that. And you know, I don't think that that's really what it should be about. I don't know if that's really what it's about at all. But, you know, we'll dive into that a little bit going on here tonight. And then, of course, we're getting ready for the truck show in Louisville. That's pretty much the biggest truck show in the country every year that it's been happening. Of course, the last 2 years, they haven't had a truck show. So, you know, that's about the biggest one where they draw the most attention. The most people show up. All the vendors show up, all that stuff. So that's one of the deals that happens there. And we're continuing to get ready for that. We will not be in the parking lot. And we keep having meetings about it and discussing it and everything. And we just know for a fact that right now, as of right now, and probably pretty much as it's going to be, is that we will not be in the parking lot. So we got all the details of what's going on. We try to stay up to date on the changes and all that. And we just direct everybody over to truckingshow.com. If you got any questions or concerns about the truck show, or any kind of thing you want to know about it, or if you just want to ask some questions about the truck show, you can go to truckingshow.com, check them out. You know, and we're all about helping people out, doing the right thing and everything. And that's pretty much the best thing I could tell you, is that even though we still get the shaft from the truck show, you know, we support it because it's a great place to meet truckers and to hang out with drivers. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, hey, man, we should meet up sometime and have dinner or whatever and talk about the industry and everything, instead of just sitting here on the phone all the time. And it's like, let's meet up at the truck show. It's an awesome thing. It is really awesome. It really is. And even though they don't want us there, we're still going to be there. We'll have a booth. The booth is, 74108 is going to be our booth number. And it's going to be over there by the food court in the pavilion. That's where it's going to be. So that's what we are planning on doing so far. I mean, we've always been looking at stuff like that. So as it stands right now, we will not be in the parking lot doing our thing where we serve dinner or have any kind of entertainment or anything, but we will be at the truck show event. We will be there in the booth, 74108, and we'll be all set up there. We're going to have as many sponsors as we can: Trucker Tools, Load to Ride Transportation, and also DPF Regeneration. We will definitely be having some representation of those sponsors at our booth. So if you got any questions, you want to reach out to those people, feel free to come by our booth and check it out. We're going to try to have as much documentation we can about that stuff. So, you know, we're just going to keep on doing that, and that's what we do. And hopefully it'll come around where we'll be able to go back to the parking lot like we've been doing, because I think that's what we've always been about. And we're looking at other venues and everything. We just don't know yet. But until then, we're going to try to stay here on YouTube with everybody. And, of course, we're going to be doing our thing in the truck show at the booth, 74108. So go to redneckandeyes.com, check out every details about that kind of stuff. And then, of course, don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go do our Facebook page. We appreciate everybody doing that for us and everything. So that's pretty much all we've been doing. And we appreciate everybody's support on that. So just keep rocking and rolling. So we're just going to keep on going here. We're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube Live. And we're doing our call in at 516-387-1733. You can call in and just listen in while you're going down the road, or you can call, like I said, call in 516-387-1733. And you want to be part of the conversation, you want to talk here and all that, it's just push one on there and you'll get right in into the conversation. I'm going to try to pay attention to the comments of the live the best I can. It's just not easy doing that because of the way the screens look. I can't see. There we go. I can see that. All right. Good deal. So you just hang tight here. We're Neck and Eyes Radio. We're having lots of fun. Here we go.
6 days on the road and I'm going to make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of wearing, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being a supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Just that off about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the birds all gone. There's a speed trap overhead sound of town, and no local yoga gonna shut me down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound and we'll come a thousand miles from a guitar
fan. Hey everybody, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Call in at 516-387-1733. We're just kicking right along here, talking about things going on in the trucking industry, and then some. If you want to be part of the conversation, just hit one. We appreciate everybody calling in, listening along, and we appreciate everybody watching on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live. And like I said, I'll try to see if I can watch the comments on there. It's hard to do that every now and then. But what we're looking at is we're checking out things about the convoys or any kind of protest going on here. The last thing there was an article. It's funny. It says here Al Jazeera, which is, you know, it's that one of those crazy websites, news programs, and it's at the top of the search when you do trucking news. So that was really interesting that I saw that. If you Google trucking news, this is the first article that pops up. Canada border blockades protest, nothing to do with trucking. It says Canadian truckers tell Al Jazeera protests against COVID-19 restrictions are distracting attention from the real challenges they face. And it's got, of course, a picture of the downtown Ottawa where the trucks are just sitting in the streets. And you know, it's funny, there's just as many cars as there are trucks. No, if that's because they're trying to get through and the trucks won't let them or whatever. It says a vast majority of Canadian truckers, approximately 90%, according to the government and the industry group, are fully vaccinated against the COVID. That's one of the descriptions of the picture that has just a picture of trucks. I don't know why. But this is what we see. We see this all the time where it's some type of leading, left-leaning websites or any kind of news outlets that do that. They're just going to, you know, I don't know. Let's read on here and see what it says. It says in Toronto, Canada, as Canada strengthens its push to disperse so-called freedom convoy, Yeah, see, they're not really about freedom. Bunch of communists. No, it's not. That's what the left-leaning people will want you to believe is that if you are sitting there protesting and you're saying and you're out there protesting, we want freedom. No, they don't call you. They just, you know, you're so-called freedom. You're not really protesting for freedom. If you were protesting for freedom, you'd be setting stuff on fire. You'd actually be, you know, destroying property like those other people did back in 2020. Those are the people that stood up for freedom. And it says protesters after weeks in the Capitol in Ottawa, trucker Lovepreet Singh Gill says he never had an interest in participating. While the convoy was billed as a response to mandatory vaccinations for truck drivers crossing the border with the United States, Gill says there are major issues in the trucking industry, such as unpaid wages and exploitation of foreign workers, that warrant more attention. Says, I wouldn't call it truckers' protests, Gill told Al Jazeera in a phone interview about the main rally in downtown Ottawa. It was nothing to do with trucking, which is, we all agree here at Redneck and Eyes Radio, it's above trucking. It's about freedom. But they keep putting freedom in quotation marks in this article. It says on January 29th, a large group of Canadian truckers and their supporters, numbering in the thousands, rallied outside Parliament Hill in downtown Ottawa to demand the vaccine mandate be rescinded. It says a few hundred vehicles have remained in the Capitol since then, and what residents denounce as an occupation of the downtown core, with participants in the convoy insisting they would not budge until... keep moving on this. All COVID-19 curbs are lifted. Blockades also are erected at points along the border, disrupting traffic and commercial trade for days. And then it's got most truckers back, of course. And this is what the left is going to just point out all the time. They step in and say, hey, we want the mandates lifted. Well, why do you need them lifted? Because the next paragraph says most truckers vaccinated, while some Canadian truckers have indeed taken part in the protests across Canada denouncing the vaccine mandates as an attack on their personal liberties. Most Canadian truckers are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Well, yeah. So why protest? Well, because it's not about that. It's about more than that. The Canadian Truckers Alliance, an industry advocacy group, and the federal government have said approximately 90% of the truckers are fully vaccinated. Now, see, so this is my beef with this. I don't really think that that's true. I think that it's probably a high number, but it's not 90. It might be 70. It might be 70. But it's not 90. Because if it was 90, I don't think that many people. Because, I mean, you're talking about thousands of trucks. I mean, you've seen the videos. You've seen the pictures. I mean, and yeah, there are lots of trucks. And 90, if 10% of them were not vaccinated, that's still a lot of truckers. But still, I just don't see that many people protesting and then say, oh, yeah, 90% of them are fully vaccinated. It doesn't matter. You know, I just don't see that. I think it's lower than that. Just like how, you know, we see everything out there where they're talking about how the death rate was high. It really wasn't that high. It's just that people were getting sick and nobody knew it. So if you were getting sick with COVID and you weren't telling anybody, well, then that means that, you know, the CDC even came out back in, you know, late 2020, said that, you know, the number is total cases was, you know, 500,000. And they say that could be off by, you know, six times as much. So when the cases are up around 100,000, the CDC says, well, it could be actually 600,000. We just don't know. Well, yeah, because it's not that bad. Because 500,000 people out of the 600,000, 90% of them thought it wasn't a big deal. That's why nobody said anything. It says the trucking industry is heavily regulated. We have to get physical tests like eye exams every few years, Gill said. Getting vaccinated is no different. I don't agree with that. You can look at my eyes and test my eyes, but you ain't going to stick nothing in me, you know. Says the Canadian Trucking Alliance has condemned the protest of blockades with President Stephen Leskowski saying last month that the industry needed to adapt and comply with the vaccine mandate. See, and that's the problem. You ain't going to be telling a bunch of truck drivers they need to adapt and comply. Okay? That's the reason why there's a driver shortage is because drivers don't want to adapt and comply. All right? So let's just handle that right now. Get back to where I was. Where was I? It says, vaccinated truckers like Gil also have raised frustrations and anger about protest blockades set up at key crossings along the U.S.-Canada border. In solidarity with the protests in Ottawa, saying the day-long closures harmed drivers' livelihoods and left many stranded. I mean, that's what it is. But the problem is that if the protests are out there, and let's say a driver's like, well, I don't want to protest. I want to make money, and he's prevented from doing that. Well, then my whole objective with that is, and I think others will agree with this, that it's not about your ability to make money. It's about making good money, okay? Because we know out there's a lot of drivers here in the industry, in the United States especially, there's a lot of drivers out there making cents on the dollar as far as, you know, making a living. They're happy. They're happy, you know. The industry, they make, you know, like, you know, owner-operators can make good money. But there are other owner-operators out there making, you know, 20-30% of what good owner operators should make. And those people that are making, you know, 20-30% of what they're capable of making, they should be able to make this high amount of money, right? You should be able to get $3 a mile, okay? There's guys out there running for $1 a mile, and they're happy doing that because they don't think about the long game. They don't think about getting the oil changed in the next 2 or 3 months. You know, they don't think about saving up to buy tires next spring. They don't think about it. All they worry about is getting the money right now. So they'll do it for whatever they can get it. And I think those drivers, I mean, you ask me, you ask a bunch of other people, but I don't need those drivers in my industry. I need guys that think about that stuff. I want the ones that aren't doing a good job out. And the ones that aren't doing a good job are the ones that are out there running for pennies on the dollar and not making it, you know. I mean, they're the ones going out of business every month. That's what those guys are doing. So if the protests block those guys from making money, I'm okay with that. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, I don't know. I just think of it as there's a lot of people in this industry, you know, and you know what? There's a lot of good owner-operators that are making $5 a mile that are happy with the customers that they've got, and they're happy with everything they're doing, and they don't want to protest either. But when things shut down, guess what? They're not bitching about it. They got money in the bank. Why should they worry about it? They call their customer, hey, man, got shut down. Oh, why you shut down? Because of the protesters. And they're like, what the hell? I'm going to find somebody else. You ain't going to find somebody else. The protesters shut everything down. It's not like he shut things down. So I don't know. To me, you know, I think we had a conversation about this before. If you got money in the bank and you can afford to protest, by God, I go for it. If you're broke and you can't afford to protest, but you're still protesting, by golly, more power to you. But if you're out there running for pennies on the dollar and you don't want to protest because you don't think that it's worth it, well, you know, you running for pennies on the dollar ain't worth it either. So it's let's see. It says around 50 protesters were blocking 200 to 400 trucks at the border of Coutts, Alberta, where a blockade was lifted earlier this week after snarling traffic for several days, said Gill, who was bringing produce from the U.S. back to Canada with a co-driver when they were stuck at the crossing for nearly 3 days, beginning on January 29th. Well, I tell you what, being stuck at the border 3 days, that ain't no big deal. I've been down to Laredo, and sometimes it's 4 or 5 days before you get a loadout. You go down to Miami, sometimes it's a week and a half before you get a loadout. You know, so 3 days, man, ain't nothing. Call me when it's 5 days. Says some of them are not even truckers. They're just locals from nearby areas, the 28-year-old said about the protesters. Says another truck driver I don't even want to say his name, told Al Jazeera that he ran out of food after also getting stuck at the Kutch blockade and had to buy additional supplies. We were forced to sleep in cars for the whole we are stuck at the border. It says we were forced to sleep in cars for the whole we are stuck at the border. I guess they were quoting him and he wasn't talking right. I don't know. It says he also said after 3 days, he and others were forced to drive their long hauls to a different border crossing in Alberta known as Carway to enter into Canada using roads that were not suitable for trucks. Like I said, there's a way to get through. Don't sit there and cry about it. It says one friend's truck slipped into a ditch due to bad weather conditions. He was forced to call a tow truck, which cost him $1,500. The Calgary-based driver said, "It was a very difficult time, especially for my wife and three-year-old child who did not know when I would be back." That's trucking right there, man. Dude, come on. You know, this. Okay, so both instances. Oh, I slipped because of bad weather. I slipped into the ditch. Okay, protest didn't cause that. You know, blockade or anything didn't cause that. You know, it was a difficult time because my wife and three-year-old child didn't know when I'd be back. Man, that's trucking. Roll on. Roll on. Roll on 18-wheelers. Roll on. That's what it's about. Sometimes you just don't know. Bad weather could cause that. Shippers could cause that. You're blaming it on the blockade. That's what they do, right? Oh, it must be the blockade. You know, he never, he would have made it home to see his wife and child no matter what at the specific time that he desired if it wasn't for that stinking blockade. If it wasn't for that blockade, he'd be home seeing his wife. But no, the blockade caused it. But it's, you know, it snowed also. You know, bad weather. Or the shipper got delayed as a shipper. Doesn't matter. He wouldn't have been delayed if it wasn't for that blockade. See, we know that ain't right, right? No. Maybe I'm flying off the handle. I need to, though. You know, I haven't flown off the handle in a while. But yeah, I just wanted to, it's just funny to me, this article showed up at the top of the list, and all it is a big left-leaning deal saying, you know, that, oh, everything's bad about it. Well, let me keep reading. I should say they didn't call any of the protesters racist yet, but hey, their article ain't over. Demonstrators had also blocked the busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada near Detroit, the Ambassador Bridge, for nearly a week. The span, which reopened on Sunday after police cleared the protests, is responsible for 25% of all trade between the two countries. Yeah, that's all legit. And what do you call it? They did block it down, but there were still protesters like standing out on the curb, you know, and every now and then the cops would come and say, you know, you need to make sure you back up on the curb. Don't be stepping off the curb. Don't be stay on the sidewalk and all that. But they did block it, which is, you know, ain't no big deal. There's other ways around. It is weird to me that bridge, it's an old bridge. It goes into downtown Detroit, and it's still one of the heaviest trafficked bridges. You would have think that they would have figured out a way to not have to be in downtown Detroit. That's where you don't want trucks, but that's not how it works. You know, like in Laredo, you know, it used to be where all the big trucks would cross in downtown Laredo. That's where all the trucks would cross just like everybody else. Well, they went and built a separate area for just trucks. And that it was like, you know, it's like 15 miles away. And they built a highway around so that the trucks don't go through downtown Laredo anymore. They cross the border at some other point. So you would think that they would have come up with a way to cross the border somewhere else. You know, like Port Huron. Port Huron is up the road there about an hour. And it's a good way to cross for trucks. So that deal, but yeah, 25% of all the crossings in Canada between the two countries are on the Ambassador Bridge. That's just crazy. And that might not be accurate either. You know, all this crap in the last 3 years with statistics, I have to tell you, I'm not really fond of statistics right now. It's kind of like if I can't see it, and I can't quantify it myself, I really don't think you're telling the truth. I don't care who you are. You know, I was one of my favorite movies I was watching. I just caught a glimpse of it last night. And you know, he's like, hey, you put your gun down. Are you going to put your gun down? I ain't going to put my gun down because there's only two people I trust. One of them is me and the other one ain't you. And it's like people with their statistics, it's like, man, I don't even know if you're right or not. You know, according to this survey or according to this government agency, who are these people? You know, I don't know. I just don't, like I said, I know what I see. I know what I see. It says authorities also are moving to disperse the protesters on Parliament Hill in Ottawa after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week announced he was invoking the Emergency Act, the first time in the country's history. It's not the first time, I don't think. I thought, well, maybe because they passed it like in 88 or something like that. I thought they used it back then, but maybe I'm wrong. It says additional powers to quell the demonstration. It says far-right organizers. They spelled organizers. Is that how you spell it? Maybe. I don't know. Experts also have pointed out that the Freedom Convoy, quote, unquote, Freedom Convoy, organized by far-right activists who have imposed Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, and other hateful views. There we go. That's what it is. What does Ben Shapiro say? They are racist. That's what it is, see? Confederate and swastika flags were seen during the group's first large rally in Ottawa last month, fueling concerns, especially among racialized people or in Canada. Some of the observers accusing them of using the trucker vaccine mandate merely as a pretext. I tell you what. So all you got to do, just like you're saying, statistics, trustworthiness, everything. All you got to do is show me proof. Show me proof. Show a video, picture, something of the racist flags flying as a protest. Show me. There was one photo, and we don't even know if it was actually at the protest. We don't even know who it was. The guy was like ski mask, goggles. You couldn't even tell the person's race. Could have been a black guy standing there holding a Confederate flag, for all we knew. But, you know, you didn't know who it was. But it was only one, and he was not identified as being associated with anybody there. There wasn't even any indication that the person was actually at the Ottawa protest. So, you know, and that's it. One. And like I said, it's not even verified. The guy that was in charge, he's been on other news outlets, and he's like, I don't know what that is. I don't know who that is. I don't know where that came from. And there's nobody there. You know, show me video. Show me pictures. That's all you got to do. But nope, can't do it. But that's how they're going to frame it, because that's what makes it, that's what sells, man. They love it. They love it. The founder of South Asian Mental Health Alliance said, people account for about 20% of the truck drivers in Canada. As many in the industry have expressed feelings alienated by the hate symbols on display during the protests. Oh, man. This article, they've got pictures, but nothing identifying hate symbols that I can tell. Unless you calling the Canadian flag a hate symbol. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Says the real challenges faced by truckers from marginalized communities are not represented, he said. But to make matters worse, hate speech and symbols are widespread in the protests. All right, come on now. You know, come on now. It says, So I was wondering if they were going to get to the actual trucking issues, but they're not doing that. It says a spokesperson for the UTA of British Columbia in Canada's West Coast told Al Jazeera that, for example, there is a need for a legislated rate for truckers or a minimum wage specific to the industry. That's not going to happen. It says in British Columbia, if you are a strawberry picker or apple picker, there are specific guaranteed rates. There is nothing similar that exists for trucking. It says there is not a single question about this real issue for those folks. He added, there is not a single question about this real issue for those folks protesting. I got you. trying to figure that out. What is that dinging? Pull it up over here. Oh, here we go. Let me check this here. But yeah, so, I mean, we were going back and forth with this earlier about, you know, what the protests are doing, what they're not doing. And I just thought that it was weird to see so many news outlets that had it on where they were calling. I mean, they're, you know, like you're saying, they're calling them crazy right-wing nuts, racist and all that. Like one guy, he says here, well, we need to express the trucking industry's issues. And it's like, no, that's, you know, the trucking, actually, trucking's gone. Okay. If you want to talk about freedoms, your freedom as a truck driver is gone. Okay. What the only thing you can save now is your freedom as an individual. That's all you can save. The trucking industry's freedom is shot because you have no freedom as a truck driver. You know, I mean, that's, you got to just say that right off the bat. If you're a company driver, they got cameras watching you nonstop. And if you're an owner operator, they're going to mandate that you have electronic logs. They're going to mandate that you update your physicals, or they're going to mandate that you update your truck. You know, you got to have a new truck. You got to have electronic log. You can't run the truck that you know how to run. You got to go out and you got to buy a new truck. You know, pretty much they're going to mandate that everybody have an automatic transmission is what they're going to do. You know, I mean, you're laughing now, but I mean, why wouldn't they? They can pretty much do what they want to do. You know, if you're out there right now saying you have a right to protest, that's fine. You do have a right to protest. The problem is that they're not going after your right to protest. They're going after your right to live. You know, look at Canada. They froze people's bank accounts. You know, they arrested people and they confiscated all of their property. So they impounded the truck. A lot of people have animals in their trucks. So they took the animals into their, you know, pounds or whatever. And if you don't come get your animal within a certain time, so let's say that you're struggling trying to get your truck and yourself out of jail and get your truck out of impound, well, you better go get your dog too, because they're going to put him down. And that, you know, and so who's the humane entity there? You know, who's the one looking out for people's lives or just people's properties' lives and all that? You know, some people even took their children with them. Of course, you know, this is what happens. When you have a family and your livelihood is based on trucking and your freedoms are attacked, so you decide you're going to protest, your family ends up having to go out there with you, and people get arrested. Next thing you know, their children have been taken into child protective custody. You know, so now they're going to take your rights as a parent away. You know, you protest. You're not a good parent. You're not a fit parent because you're out there protesting. That's not good for parents to do. So there you go. You know, I mean, it's whatever they want. It's not what you want. It's what they want. So you gotta, you know, it's not about trucking. Trucking's, you say, oh, we deserve better pay. Pay's not the problem. You can go make money. You know, it's when you're not able to work when you want to work to be able to make that money. So it's America protest. It's America convoy. It's not just for truckers, you know. Really, if you're out there worried about your freedoms and you're thinking, well, you know, I appreciate these guys doing that, and I'm not a truck driver, but, you know, I don't need to be involved. You need to get involved because it's about everybody. The big trucks is just making a statement. It's a splash because, you know, they can't hide the big truck. The big truck is out there. You know, if you get 10 people to rally – at a protest, it doesn't make that big of a splash. But when you get 10 big trucks to make a protest, that causes problems. And they have to say something. They have to see it. They can't just walk around it. They can't walk around big 10 big trucks like they can walk around 10 people. Or just say 100. There's 100 people out there protesting. They can walk around it. They can't walk around 10 or 100 big trucks. They can't do it. So that's the way I see it. And that's just, you know, what we're talking about is what it's really about. So what do you got to say about it? And, you know, holler at me. So we're just going to keep on going here and see what's going on. And keep on rocking and rolling. So yeah, stay tight. We're going to be right back here and take a little break, step away, check some things, all that kind of good stuff. But don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And remember, we're going to be at the truck show, and that's March 24th, 25th, 26th. We're going to be in booth 74108, and you can get all the details with that on our website. And also we'll have, if you got any concerns, like I said, we will not be in the parking lot. So if you're concerned about that, like I said, you can direct all of your questions or anything to the truck show. Truckingshow.com is the truck show website. And you can go register. We're going to be there. We just won't be in the parking lot like normal. We'll have a booth. And we won't be in the parking lot because we're not allowed. No one's allowed to be in the parking lot. So, but enough said. Kicking back. We'll be right back. Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Talked me into the ride, said I wouldn't be sorry. Oh, but she was just a baby. Hey, wait, call me another cup of coffee. Pop it down, jack me up, shoot me out, flying down the highway. I'm looking for the morning. Ooh, I'm driving my life away. I'm looking for a better way.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down. But I'll be Texas bound and a fly. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Well, how you gonna win if you ain't trying?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. This is it with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be a part of the conversation. Just hit one. Also, make sure you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and we're all on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff like that. So go ahead and like our Facebook page. That's where we're at the most. Of course, it's, you know, it's free, it's cheap, it's easy to access, and we haven't been kicked off there yet, so it's good to go. But we're also on YouTube, and we appreciate everybody for subscribing to our YouTube channel. But please go do that, subscribe, and watch our videos. We've got some pretty cool videos doing all that stuff. We appreciate everybody doing that, and it's growing, and I appreciate everybody watching the videos, liking them, subscribing, sharing, all that good stuff. I appreciate all that. And continue to comment. I try to respond when I can. You know, we'll just keep that going because I think that might be the future of Redneck and I since they keep kicking us out of parking lots. So let's kick back here and see what's going on. We'll go to the phones and see how things are going. So I think this is a Big Greg, man. How you been?
Oh, all right. How you been, Ed?
Doing good. Man, I tell you what, I just had that article. I don't know if you caught a little bit of that, man. I tell you what, there's some left liberal crazy people out there. I'm trying to see where all the videos at of all these racists that are protesting for truckers. I haven't seen it, but apparently they're out there.
That's what I'm saying, you know. That's what we were talking earlier about, but you know, all that stuff up in Canada, you know. I mean, you don't think you know, you don't think that that was embedded in there by their government or something? I mean, who is it? You know, in Canada up there, yeah, the people up there in Canada, they're pretty much peaceful people up there. A hell of a lot more peaceful than what we are down here, for the most part. But what in the hell do they care about the Confederate flag in Canada?
Yeah, right?
I mean, really, what the hell do they care about the Confederate flag?
Yeah,
but on the other
yeah.
hand, our government and their government is so damn stupid. If they could get somebody to go up there and hold a Confederate flag, they could use it for their agenda to touch and bust it up and say, well, you know, now it's turned into a damn race issue. No, everything's got to be about race. That had nothing to do with race up there. And
I
then
know.
Cops, you know, I, you know, I thought when I was in there, I was in sitting eating dinner, and I thought, well, you know, I was listening to it a little bit while I was in there, and I, you know, okay, I swore right then, you know, I'm not going to get on one of my rants tonight. I can't help it. All right, now, you got the cops. Now, it started up there. You got them cops. They've been trying to defund the cops all over the world, cops. Oh, they're getting out of hand, and they're too this, and they're too that. All right, and then they wanted people to feel sorry for them and back the blue and back the cops, and we need the cops. Really? You see how much the cops care about people. They are for the government. If you want to see Nazis, right there they are. The cops up there in Ottawa that didn't stand for the people, they are protecting the government, not the people. That's your Nazis right there. If there ever was a Nazi up there, right there they are.
Right.
Because Trudeau is getting exactly, you know, he's getting just like Putin, China. Yeah, it's communist.
Yeah.
You do as I say. You're going to do as I say or else. Well, they don't really have a Second Amendment up there, to my understanding now, so what are they going to fight them with, rocks? I mean, they go hunting up there and everything, but, I mean, you don't have the guns up there that you got here. You know, and now, and it was said the other day that Biden was in talks with Trudeau and told Trudeau, you better do something and get that bridge opened up.
Right.
It's costing us too much. Yeah, okay. I have no sympathy for the cops that do shit. There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's more bad than good. Trust me. You can see that.
Well,
but there are some good ones out there. But
yeah, I mean,
what's going to happen?
It's, yeah.
Go ahead.
Too many of them, though. No, I'm just saying it. It. I don't know if you saw it on there, but like even Trudeau was calling them Nazis in his parliament where they go and speak and everything.
Yes.
You know, he's in the government building, and he called them Nazis in protest. And then there was a conservative, a member of the party on the conservative side that supported the protesters, and she
right.
was Jewish. And she's like, I never, ever heard anybody do that here in parliament ever. And it's like, well, yeah, because
right.
it's Canada. They don't offend each other in Canada. You know,
and then he's
doing exactly what they do here now or wherever else. It's like we can name call you because we're allowed to. You're not allowed to call me names, but I'm allowed to call you names.
I seen something they was talking about the other day to where he is supposed to be, Trudeau is supposed to be, I don't know, son, illegitimate son or whatever, to Fidel Castro. And
It's been so funny. So I'm a big follower of Ben Shapiro. I listen to his show every day, and he does that. He's because here's the thing, back when Trudeau, you know, was conceived, it was rumored
right.
his mother was a player or a swinger,
right.
and then there was a time. It was like maybe 8.5 to 9 months before he was born, she was hanging out in Cuba. So you put two and two together, and but during the whole time, Ben Shapiro was like, you know, going, you know, and there's Justin Trudeau, and he's not Fidel Castro's son. Stop it right now. He's not, you know, like that. And I was like dying laughing because every time he said Justin Trudeau's name, he goes, and Prime Minister Trudeau, who is not, Fidel Castro's son. Stop that right now. Stop
right.
that. And it's like, but then he says, you know, his mother was stooping people left and right back in the day. So really he might not even be, you know, his father's son. So, you know.
Right, right.
So it's like it doesn't even matter who.
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah.
There ain't no doubt he's a sorry bastard, but, you know. anybody carry on the way he is. I don't give a shit, you know. What is that?
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, there was a T-shirt even. I mean, let's talk about Trudeau. I mean, there's a T-shirt of all of those little stupid costumes that he was wearing back in the day. I mean, you want to talk about a racist? That's Trudeau. He is a bona fide racist.
How did he skate on that blackface? Everybody else had done that blackface, painted face black, you know, costume or what?
Yeah.
They have been scrutinized and hung out to dry for it. How did he get away with that? Why is the Black Lives Matter rising up and ready to choke that bastard to death? Why?
Because he gives them money. You know, remember
exactly.
he went out there to a BLM rally and got on one knee and everything out in front of the square, you know, when they were protesting, and then those protests broke out into riots that destroyed property, and so that they're okay though. They're okay. Those people were fighting for freedom. These so-called freedom activists here now are just blocking traffic.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't. But people up here in Canada, they didn't burn no buildings down. They didn't try to burn the police station. They didn't upset cop cars. They didn't.
Yep.
They didn't burn cop cars. You know, they was just sitting there. Hell, they had bounce houses for the kids. They had tents set up. They had redneck and ice tents set up, feed the people, man. Feed the people for free food. You know? Now, that's the people I'm talking about right there. That's good folks right there.
So you want to
use a name or whatever against them and make it about race. You know? No bullshit. And, you know, just like down here. Now, you got that convoy starting down here. And, you know, I beg people, get in it. If you can... check it. Do it. Look into it. Because I wonder how long it's going to be before this administration down here tries to shut us down the way they did them up there. And everybody talks about how strong the USA is. These truck drivers want to talk about how bad they are and how was. They ain't going to do that to me, and I wouldn't do this, and I wouldn't do that. Well, now's your time to show up. Put up or shut up, big mouth.
Yep. Everybody's an outlaw trucker. One
of our people made a comment the other day, and I didn't say anything about it. I try not to start an argument anymore, but until you start checking on this, and that's why I said what I did on our meeting about, you know, it's not about the trucking industry this time. There was nothing mentioned about the truck regulations in trucking this time. It's about the mandate, these vaccine mandates, and our freedoms being, you know, all your freedoms is being taken away. Whether it's the statutes, it's your Second Amendment, you know, your First, they're trying to take everything away from you. Once they get control of the people, then it's like Canada, it's be like, you know, Australia. They got control of you. Once they get control of you, you got no choice
like
to do what they say.
Yeah, then it's like China. They can.
So, that being said, where he's at right now, Trudeau, where he's at right now is, you know, it's just like him up there bowing down on one knee, you know, in front of Black Lives Matter. If that was Korea or Afghanistan, he'd be on one knee, all right, with a pistol
right.
to the back of his head.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
He got that freedom that they can't do that. Well, how long is it going to be down here before that asshole over in D.C., and this administration starts trying to do the same shit to us that they did to them? He already went through DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and sent letters out. DHS went and sent letters out to all the law enforcement across the country down here. This happened last week, week before. Sent letters out that there was supposedly a protest getting ready to break out, that the truck drivers were getting ready to start a convoy down here. Be on the lookout so you can prepare to try to shut it down if you can, or slow it if possible, slow the spread of it. Now, what's going to happen? It's going to be funny. I want to know how these scales are going to handle it. What are they going to do with all the e-logs? Wow, that's going to be funny. What are they going to do? Shut them off and roll, man. What are they going to do? well, they're going to start arresting people. They're going to lock. They can't arrest everybody. They can't arrest everybody. The jails and the justice system ain't, they haven't got the ability to have that many court dates, that the jails ain't big enough to hold all these people, and they damn sure ain't got the ability to, they just don't. They just can't do it. They was letting people out of jail, turning criminals loose on the streets during that pandemic because they couldn't afford to keep them and house them.
Right.
And they're going to take and lock up a bunch of truck drivers for rowing and protesting. Now, D.C., you know, what are they going to do? Put a fence up? Part is, they know it's coming. Now, where they want to call the bluff or not, say, well, they're not going to get here, they're not going to get here. You watch and see Wednesday they're supposed to take off. Sometime around noonish Wednesday, they're supposed to leave out there in California. All right, start across. When they start getting closer to D.C., if they see it starting to break out, watch see how fast that fence goes back up around that Capitol.
Yeah.
Watch and see how fast it goes back up around that Capitol. But the hell of it is, by the time they all get down to D.C., ain't going to be nobody there. Because if they know they're coming, they're leaving. They ain't going to be there. Them people ain't going to be there. All that, the Senate car, they're leaving. That place will be a ghost town down there.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? It don't matter. I say circle that beltway down there with trucks. It's like Custer's wagon, man. Just circle that place and just whatever that beltway is down there now, just back it up with trucks and just start driving around circles around that damn Capitol or around D.C., around the beltway.
Right, right. Yeah,
I totally agree.
Don't
let nobody in. Don't let nobody out, man. Say, now here's what we're going to do. What are you going to do? Start shooting people? Come on. I mean, the right way to do it would be just go home and shut the trucks off, and everybody that's got jobs, don't go to work. You know, the civilians and shit, the public, general public, just don't go to work. Say, no, we're done. Until this shit all stops, we're done. We're not going to work. What are they going to do? Well, they'll fire me. They can't fire you because they can't replace you. They can't replace everybody all at one time. There's a process they got to go through. Applications and hiring and, you know, drug test, you know, for us, like, you know, and they can't do it.
Right.
I don't know, man.
No, I agree.
We had one of our people that said, oh, crybaby truck drivers, made a comment, oh, a bunch of crybaby truck drivers, about it wasn't about the trucking industry this time. And yes, we're crying, but it's going to come to the point where, you know, somebody has got to start it. I mean, the ones that's crying are the ones that ain't trying to do anything about it. You sit back and you whine and you bitch and you bellyache and you piss and you moan and you groan about how you're being treated, but yet you won't stand up for yourself. You know, now what is that? If you ain't got nerve to stand up for yourself, then, you know, that's why we have a military. The ones in the military ain't too good. They'll go out and put their life on the line and willing to die for this country, so you got the ability to sit there on your dead ass and bitch and bellyache, but not have to do anything. You still got that opportunity.
Yep.
And they don't hold that against you. They did what they had to do because they believed in this country. So
mm-hmm.
the ones that's
mm-hmm.
out there bitching and bellyaching and don't want to do anything about it other than whine and cry, problem, not the solution. Again, prove me wrong.
Yep. Prove me wrong.
Now, I'll climb off the soapbox for a minute, sit back.
Well, that's what we were talking about is people's personal liberties. I mean, you probably agree with what I say, you know, as a truck driver, you're done. I mean, it's you know, your liberty as a truck driver is pretty much done. You the e-logs and the emission standards and, you know, they keep increasing the physical requirements. Remember the sleep apnea thing they tried to pull over?
Yeah.
That's just, you know, all that stuff is just crazy. And people just rolled over on that, you know, and it's like, well, that's part of the industry and all that, you know, and that's not right. That stuff
what
needs
are you
to be curbed
do?
Too.
You
but,
can't do nothing to stop it, you know.
Well, that's the thing is that when you're talking about everybody's liberties, it's the, the Second Amendment and First Amendment, that's all being attacked because we've given up everything else. There's nothing else to take. That's the thing, is that your right to work in some states is even not available. You can't just go get a job when you want to get a job. You got to join a union. You can't just go make a few bucks and then go to the next one. You got to set up and get everything done and all that stuff. You know, back in the day, as a truck driver, you could just get hired to go make a run, and then you go to the next guy and get hired to make a run, and get paid really good money to make those runs.
Yep.
Now, you know, they've whitewashed it to where, you know, hey, we can pay you a little bit and just be thankful you got a job. We were just talking about that before, about looking for jobs. You know, there's a truck driver shortage, but then the companies don't think that you're needing that. You know, it's like, hey, if you don't got no work for me, I'll go somewhere else. You know,
we went over it time and time again. It's all about safety out here, Ed. You know that. They're looking out for our safety and the general public safety. It's all about safety, 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 safety. It's all about safety until they need us. It's about money, because now they can stop us and write you up for any damn thing under the sun, because if they want to find something, they'll find something. We know that. But how come, again, how come it's all about safety until there's a hurricane or a flood or a tornado, and then the FEMA comes in and says, oh, well, you know, we're going to give exemptions out. Anybody hauling disaster relief, you can don't worry about the log. The hours of service, we've suspended the hours of service until we get everybody what they need.
Don't worry about being overweight. Don't worry about being overweight.
Run as many hours as you want. Yep. You know, it don't matter.
Just get it here.
Now, you know what heard the other day? When they had them bridges closed down up there at Ambassador and Coots, and I think the Peace Bridge, I think, or somewhere, they had another one. They had the borders all shut down because the big three, the automakers in general, the auto industry raised so much hell with them because they was having to shut down plants and guys was out of work and this and that. Well, wait a minute. I thought you didn't need the truck drivers. I thought you could just go down there and just go to the parts store and get it. All right. Now, that being said, I heard just once or twice it was mentioned that government was going to put in, they was going to suspend the hours of service again to include the expediters and stuff like I'm doing for automotive and stuff like that because of, you know, the auto industry getting shut down and having to lay somebody off and everything because of no work. They was going to suspend the hours of service so we could run as hard as we needed to run to get the supply chain back to where they could get them back up operational. But then as soon as we do, then we're a piece of shit again. We're assholes again.
Yep. That's it.
Just same way it is with disaster relief. Everybody's glad to see us. They're all thankful. Oh, the truck drivers, they're as soon as their life gets back to normal, they're out here cutting you off, running you off the road, flipping you the bird, throwing shit at you, everything else, and you're supposed to just smile and laugh and take it.
Yeah. Remember back in June of 2020 when people were actually putting together little lunch bags and little treat bags and taking them to the truck drivers parked in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Now they're kicking you out of the parking lots. Now they're kicking you out of the parking lots. You're only essential until you're not. And that's the thing like truck driver appreciation is only when they want to appreciate you. It's never constant things.
You got these bleeding heart liberals out here, even in these trucks, that every time there's a disaster like that, you know, you got to help them. The poor people, it ain't their fault. Yes, it is their fault. No, it's not their fault. It's not their fault that the tornado come or the hurricane and blow their shit away. But it is their fault that they elect these assholes and put them in office. And then they want to run the country like that. You know what? You get somebody in there that actually cares, and you won't have the problem. You know, you want to treat me like shit, and then you want me to help you? Ain't that kind of like biting a hand to feed you?
Yeah.
Like you said, they only need us when they need us. When they don't need us or don't think they need us, they don't realize. People in this country don't realize. They need us every day of their life. Their life will not exist if it wasn't for these trucks. Yes, it takes people in the warehouses and manufacturing to manufacture it, but they can manufacture all they want. They're not manufacturing shit unless a truck hauls the raw materials to them. Then they make whatever they make, and then they don't exist again unless we haul the stuff out and take it to the customer.
That's it.
To the supplier. So, yes, this world revolves around the trucking industry. If it wasn't for trucks, go grab your horse and buggy. See how that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when they talked about that where we need to put more freight on the trains. So, okay, I don't see the train tracks going up to the back of the Walmart. You know.
Well, it's not only that. How many trains set in a damn switch yard somewhere for a month at a time? Now, what are they going to do, run around there and pay a company to run around there with a fuel truck, keep filling them reefers up on them trailers? How long does a load of produce?
Yeah.
How long does a bag of produce last sitting in your refrigerator where it's constant temperature?
Now,
you got a whole trailer load of it out there?
Yeah. Well, we talked about this before about how, if you're a manufacturer, let's say in Texas, and you need to get freight to California, well, you can put it on the rail, and it'll be really cheap to put it on the rail, but it's going to take a month or two. If you need it there, you're going to have to pay, and that's trucking. That's what it is. And a lot of carriers were actually these bigger carriers. The reason why they're so cheap and unreliable sometimes is because they go in there to these shippers. I've seen it. I witnessed it. It was aluminum cans being made in East Texas, and they were being bought by a company in California. It was Arizona Tea. They were buying their aluminum cans in Texas, shipping them out to California, and they needed them. Oh, we need those cans. We're going to have like 20 loads a day of them cans. We got a lot of cans. Well, the big company, they were filling them trailers full of those cans, and then they were charging a lot of money. But they said, when do you need them? So, we need them at least in 30 days. We need that to start that. So they started picking them up, putting them on the rail for, dimes on the dollar, and the company, the carrier, was making tons of money because the shipper was paying the trucking rate, but then they were being put on the train. And once these shippers find that out, they don't like that. They don't like that they've been duped, and that's
right.
And then you got problems. And next thing the carrier is not being used by other people. And the drivers that were working for that carrier, they had a good run. Now they don't have that run no more.
Exactly. All the trucking industry has got to offer is service. That's all. That's all you can offer a shipper, a receiver, a customer is service. Good service.
Good service. That's
right.
They
don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. You can have the biggest, shiniest ass truck on the highway. But if you can't give your customer service, good service, then you're worthless. And a perfect example of that is a company that's been busting out big here lately. And I can't understand. Every one of them I see, they're running 75, 80 mile an hour, hauling ass. They got chicken lights from one end of that son of a bitch to the other, and they're going like hell. And the best of my knowledge is, I don't know how true it is, or lease purchasing them trucks or whatever, or where their company trucks or what, but I'll guarantee you the guys ain't getting paid what they're worth for running the way they're running. The hell with it. I'll just say the name, Hurricane Express.
There you go.
The next time you see a Hurricane Express, you look at them trucks. They're all about all the fancy shit, the lights and, lights. I mean, just, loaded with lights. And they're hauling ass everywhere you see. And you go to talk to one of them, and they act like they're better than everybody else. They act like, I only talk to you. piece of shit. Well, I got news for you, Bubba.
There
you
go.
You know, it's all you got to offer is service. They don't care what kind. You can have the junkiest truck on the highway, but if you can get the load picked up on time and you can get it where it's going on time, I'm not saying at a cheap rate, but at a decent competitive rate, they're going to use you. They don't give a damn about paint, a shiny chrome wheel or shiny aluminum wheels and stainless steel. Them customers don't give a damn about that, them shippers. They don't care. They see that truck one time. All they care about is their freight getting where it's got to be on time and in good condition.
That's it. You know,
as long as it gets here when it's supposed to be there. That's all they care.
I've never been impressed with any of these truck shows where they do the spit polish and all that. I've never been impressed with none of that stuff. I mean, it's cool to look at, but, you know, I actually was helping another friend of mine participate in stuff like that. And, of course, there's different classes in these contests.
Right.
Where there's, like, the show truck, and then there's the working class, where you're supposed to show proof that the truck runs so many miles a year in order to qualify for this class of trucks, which you don't expect it to be show quality. You expect it to be road legal. A lot of these show trucks that we see that are like immaculate, they're not designed for the road. They're trailered in. They don't even put them on the road. You know, a lot of them, they put them on trailers. But some of these trucks that they say so-called the working class, one guy had one of those big winches on the back of the truck where it's supposed to, like, the frame was designed to hold the winch on the back end of the truck. Dude, either he just painted it or he don't use that winch. It's just there for show. You know, so it's like
right.
And you know, so I'm not really impressed with that stuff. It's all a big we're involved in it just like anybody else trying to set up our deal. It's just politics. You know, it's all a show. Those guys, there's a lot of people that work really hard to make those trucks look nice, but there's a lot of other drivers that actually work their truck and take care of it, and they'll never win a contest. But, man, I tell you what, they've got some great-looking trucks out there on the highway.
You're down there at the show, you look at some of them working-class trucks that they say will work every day. Oh, a truck works every day. I'm not going to say that there ain't a few out there that they do take care of like that, but if you crawl up underneath of them trucks, that tells the tale. If you could see underneath them, I've seen them steam clean the inside of the rails and the airlines. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit how good you are at detailing a truck or cleaning. There ain't no way in God's green earth that you're going to clean all the grease and the road dirt and everything off of all them airlines, the inside of that frame, the bottom of that cab where that dry shaft's slinging grease and shit. There ain't no way in hell you're going to clean all that. Not to the point where it looks like a brand new truck. It ain't going to happen, Cap.
Exactly.
I don't give a damn who you are.
Yep.
Unless you strip that son of a bitch clear down to the bare, just strip it completely down and start the ground up and start sandblasting and clean everything, put everything new on and repaint everything. That's it. But once you do that, then it may be still a working class truck. But a year from now, if you go out there and you run that truck for a year, it's going to be the same way. It's going to be the same way. You're not going to be able to keep the grease. Don't have to come from your truck. The shit that's on the roads, oil, grease, dirt, you know, debris and stuff, it's going to collect up in there. There's no way. Ain't nobody telling me that them trucks are working every day. Ain't going to happen. That's right. You're going to the truck pools. Right up there at home, man, they had a guy come out there with an old Kenworth. Yeah, had a big KTA 600 in this old Kenworth, and he pulled it. Oh, he works his truck every day. You walk by the son of a bitch, it's got a historical plate on the front of it. No, I'm sorry. He ain't working that truck every day with a historical plate on the front of it.
Yeah.
Because the best of my knowledge, it ain't even legal. So don't tell me he's working that truck every day.
Yeah.
Oh, he wins. He wins the polls, but Yeah, bullshit, you know. Don't blow smoke on my ass. Yeah, I try to keep my truck looking decent, but I'm not going to dump thousands and thousands of dollars into my truck just so I can go out here and make a statement, just go to a truck show. Like I said on Facebook the other day, I put a comment on there, everybody talking about Matt's in their truck show. I said, I want to see where all these so-called drivers at, the ones call themselves owner-operators and drivers, you know, with this convoy going on, whether it does anything or not, instead of going down there and giving, you know, Toby Young and them money down there at show management and that show, instead of giving them a lot of money and giving them more money, you should be out trying to do something for your industry and for the country, in this case for the country, to keep some of your freedoms and stuff, rather go down there and sit around in a damn truck stop and talk about everybody. But yet, if anything does come good of it, they're going to benefit from it, whether they do anything or not. But that's just like, you know, that's why it's, you know, you have the ability to live in this country because you've got that freedom. You can participate or you don't, but you're going to reap the benefits whether you do anything or not. So they're going to go down there and hang out and have a good time. Everybody else is going to go out there and put their ass on the line to try to get some of this stuff stopped. And then when it's all over with, them same assholes that sit down there in that parking lot jawing all week are going to say, yeah, look what we did in that convoy. Boy, we put an ass whooping on the government, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Where were you at?
Yeah.
Last on truck show. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
Man, I tell you what, we're doing good here. We're just kicking back and relaxing and jawing about the protests and everything. But we're going to just take a quick break. Let's see what we got here. Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Hey, where's Richard? Where's Richard at tonight?
He's sitting there. He's hiding. He's hiding.
Is he?
Yep.
I know he's listening.
He's listening. Yep. I think he's fixing to send me a message. Cue the music. Cue the music.
Asshole alert. Asshole alert.
You have to go find that one. We'll bring him on and get him good on that one. But, yeah, cool. We're just going to take this time to thank our sponsors. And one of the great sponsors is Load to Ride Transportation. That's LTR Transportation. You can go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. It's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. We appreciate all of them. They'll be at the truck show with us at the booth 74108. So if you want to talk to people, representatives from that carrier, just come on down and check them out. So until then, just don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel and call in 516-387-1733. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Where's the fire, son? I said, man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Gonna write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. Them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. I had nothing left to lose. Wanted to hear some rock and roll, but all they played was blues. I didn't want to hear no blues. So I went to call up Elvis, Roger Miller, grabbed the phone. He said, drive that 18-wheeler, boy, you're the king of the road.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. We're also on YouTube Live and Facebook Live, so if you don't feel like talking or anything, you can comment on there, and we'll try to respond. It's hard to see them sometimes, but if I remember to check them, I'll check it for you, and then we'll be able to do that way. But best way is to call in at 516-387-1733. And be part of the conversation. Just one. We appreciate everybody joining in and listening that way. That's the easiest way, too. If you're actually going down the road, working the highway tonight, you can just put your headset on or pipe it through your radio and just listen along there. And that's the easiest way to do it. So we're just going to come back. We've been talking about the protests and, of course, you know, getting ready for the truck show and everything. Just remind everybody, we'll be at the truck show. And we'll be in booth 74108. We will not be in the parking lot. If anybody is familiar with what we do, set up in the parking lot like we've normally done, we will not be doing that. Yeah, we've been told that we're not allowed to do that, so we're not going to. We are going to follow every rule. We're trying to be, I mean, we've grown, and we become more legitimate every year after year to be like a charity that is participating in the functions and actually, you know, sponsors and all that. And so we're going to follow the rules. And that's how you do it, is you, when they say no, then we don't. And if you are one of those great followers out there that says that's a bunch of crap, then I'll tell you, just go to truckingshow.com and let them know. That's all I can do, because that's all we got. So we'll just keep it on going here and talking about things going on. There was one little article I wanted to bring up before I bring Greg and them back on. There was one little thing I saw that I thought was interesting. And it's down here in the United States. It is our great transportation secretary got asked to help. Where'd it go? No, it's on here somewhere. Organized, nope. Convoy, dead, no. Yeah, CEO, nope. Where's that at? Now, why isn't it on this one? Was it not on this one? Let me. I'm gonna double check this here. It says, so I guess Saturday they went in and arrested a bunch of people, like show of force, like they were pulling people out of trucks, is what they were doing. New York Post has an article 2 days ago about a stateside convoy for COVID-19, and. Man, it's not on here. Wonder what happened. There's an outcry about organizations wanting they say they went to the transportation secretary because they needed more truck parking. But I guess that article got removed. I don't know. But I was trying to dive more into the details of it, but I can't locate it anymore to see where it went. No, here it is. Here it is. Wonder why it didn't show up on this other one. Well, anyway, this is a website, WTOP News. Doesn't say, let me bring this up full blast here and see. What is WTOP? Well, there's a lot of stuff in Maryland. Maybe it's a local news based out of Maryland or something. It says, trucking groups ask U.S. Secretary of Transportation for more places to park nationwide. Trucking groups say parking is becoming a problem. An organization based in Arlington, Virginia, is asking for federal funds to help. At the rest stop on I-95 North before Route 32 exit in Maryland, trucks lined up Sunday along the ramp and parking lot was full of truckers taking a rest. So the American Trucking Association and the Owner-Operator Independent Driver Association have sent letters to the U.S. Secretary Pete Buttigieg asking for a solution. The groups want the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act funds to prioritize to boost truck parking capacity nationwide. More than 98% of the drivers report problems finding safe parking. Well, that's true. Burning more than an hour of drive time each day, which results in 12% pay cut on the average each year, according to the letter. Not only does this add severe strain to the supply chain, but it also represents a growing safety hazard for the entire motoring public, said ATA President and CEO Chris Spear. Given the historic levels of funding provided by the bipartisan infrastructure bill, we ask that DOT prioritize the urgent need for the American trucker. It says the letter said a lack of available truck parking has dire safety implications for truck drivers as well as motoring public. It says the letter went to say that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Hours of Service regulations require drivers to take a 30-minute break when they have driven for a period of 8 cumulative hours without at least a 30-minute interruption and a 10-hour break after 14 hours of driving. That's not right. Correction. It's a 10-hour break of 11 hours of driving in a 14-hour period. Again, I mean, I appreciate the media trying to report on these issues, but they don't get it right. All the time, they don't get it right. When drivers are unable to find safe, authorized parking, they are stuck in a no-win situation, forced to either park in unsafe or illegal locations or violate federal out of service regulations by continuing to search for safer legal alternatives, the letter said. The bottom line is that safety is compromised when truck parking is not readily available. And that's it. I thought maybe this is like a local deal here. And they've got a couple of pictures, which it's what we see all the time, where there's like trucks sitting there on the side. Like, you know, it's the rest area, but all the spaces are occupied. So they just start parking on the side, you know, just like on the entrance ramp or exit ramp or blocking in. Actually, was Saturday morning, early Saturday morning at like 4 o'clock. I was coming through Interstate 37 down here in South Texas, and I pulled off into the rest area, and I always figured it was going to be full. I just needed a place to safely pull over so that I can use the restroom. And I don't like being on the highway. I want to get off the highway. So I pull into the rest area, and, of course, the parking lot is all full. The spaces are all full. So I continue around, and I got stuck because a driver parked where he was at the end of the row, but there's no space. He was just parked there, and, of course, he didn't pull up far enough, so there was not enough distance between the curb and his truck for me to squeeze through. So I had to go wake him up and tell him, man, you got to move because you're blocking the back end back here. You know, there's not that much room. So he had to move, and, of course, he kind of didn't know where to go because there's nowhere for him to go. He had to get kind of back toward the highway. Luckily, the road was wide enough to where he could just kind of pull off to the side, and I was able to get around him. But, I mean, that's what happens because, I mean, even these spaces, I need to take a video of it and show everybody when it's empty and when it's full. The spaces, like, I guess the truck width, what is it? I don't know. We'll bring the guys back on here and talk about it a little bit, because they don't, even when they do provide parking, it's like, no, I'm not parking in there. I can't get that truck in there. What are you, crazy? You got the space too small. I don't know. Let's see what Greg, and hey, we got Richard on here too. Let's see. Is that Richard?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, it's Richard tonight.
And Greg should be back too, man. What's up, Greg?
I'm here.
No, that's Richard Senior over there.
I was just thinking while we was on break. I'm thinking that you need to make another announcement on there with our sponsor and stuff that says this, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances, this can no longer be considered a family-oriented radio station from this point forward.
That's
you guys
fine.
Just, I don't know. I'm fed up. I am just fed up. I mean, where does it end? Yeah, parking spots. I mean, you got a truck that's 8.5 foot wide. You know? Well, actually, they're wider than that. Because you figure the mirrors, you know, you're looking at, you know, on the average, you need basically a 12, 15-foot wide parking spot to be able to park and be able to maneuver it. But, you know, you need 80 feet. You need more room to you know, you can't put your little grassy media in. And when you come down in there, you got a truck that's, you know, 70, 80 feet long sitting in a parking spot. If he pulls up too far, the guy's pulling out the parking spot, can't make the turn to get around the front of them without hitting their hood.
Yeah.
And if they stay back too far, then the truck's coming in. Ain't got room to swing wide enough to get into the parking spot.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, how hard is that to figure out? Who is this idiot that they get to do this, to figure this out? And what gets me, as hard up as we are, this country is for truck parking, every state, I mean every state just about, has got rest areas or something that's closed. Pennsylvania is notorious for it.
Yep.
All right, they got their old rest areas that they have closed down. They use them for weigh stations, and instead of putting, if nothing else, porta johns in there and open them back up for truck parking, no, they close the gates on them and use them for weigh stations. But when the weigh station, when they're not using them, they got the gates closed. You can't park in them. There are a lot of parking in a lot of them. Ohio is another one. Now, granted, there was two rest areas on Route 11 between Youngstown and East Liverpool, where I lived down there. All right. They took both of them out. That's probably been 2 or 3 years ago now, maybe longer. They closed both of them down, tore the buildings down. One of them is just a grassy area. They got the entrance ramp or the on-ramp coming out of it. They still got part of it open, and guys parked there. Same way on the other side, on the southbound side. Now, the tax dollars bought them. All right, they paid for that land or however they got it.
Yeah.
It was allotted for rest areas. So the state takes it over. They build a big salt dome in there, and they store salt in there now. They got gates up now. It's just a salt dome in there.
Hmm.
And they said, well, we can't justify paying to keep them open and everything because there's not that much traffic running up and down that road. Well, maybe not. But what about the one coming in out of Pennsylvania into Ohio up there in Hubbard? Why did they close that rest area down? Don't tell me they ain't got enough truck traffic up there to justify keeping it open, truck or car traffic. They closed it down. Now, the weigh stations, you know, kudos to Kentucky and all them. Most of your weigh stations now, you can park in there. You know, when they're closed, you can, you know, it's a safe haven. You can park in them. Michigan's another one wants to close their rest areas and block them off. You know, it's like there's all kinds of parking. If they would just, you know, give them the funding to open it up and maintain it.
Well, it's all about, I think it not only is the parking available, it's just, the worst part about the whole thing is that it's in the wrong areas. Like in Texas out here, you can't find a parking spot between San Antonio and Dallas. That's impossible. But you can find a parking spot between Fort Worth and Amarillo because they've got tons of rest areas going up that way. But the parking that's needed is in the areas that is high traffic, like in the city of Dallas or the city of Houston. There's no parking. And I think the problem is that of course, we'll go down to it too. A private property owner that might want to offer up truck parking, well, after about 6 months of offering up truck parking, they're going to take it away because truck drivers can't take care of it.
Right.
You know, and that's so when you have state-funded parking lots, like rest areas and all that, like this rest area I was talking about, I mean, it's halfway between Corpus and San Antonio. How many drivers would actually want to stop at that point out in the middle of nowhere with no facilities? A driver would rather stop in an area where he can get facilities, where he can actually get a good cell phone signal, maybe even a good TV station. You know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to get any – if you run the antenna on your TV, you're not going to get anything. You know, nobody's rich like Greg that has satellite in their TV or in their truck. So, you know, that kind of thing.
That's a fact.
There we go.
So, I think being in the big city, I mean, you know, the funny thing, in San Antonio, there's actually a lot of truck parking available in San Antonio. It's just that it's on the outskirts of town, on the other side of town. It's on the east side of town, where all the truck stops are, the TA, the Petro, everything's over there. The Petro's full. You know why the Petro's full? Because there's a restaurant. The TA,
yeah.
you can go park at the TA. You know why there's plenty of parking at the TA? Because all there is a Burger King or Popeyes, and they close at 9 o'clock.
Well, I come down last night.
They close
night,
at
8
o'clock
across.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one wants to work.
That's it.
I come across 10 last night, and I got over here to Encinal, up around 35, right above Laredo. I got up there last night. It was about 9:30, quarter to 10. I'm thinking, you know, do I stop here and try to find, see somewhere, if there's parking somewhere, and because I didn't have to be down Laredo down here till 8 o'clock this morning. So I thought, okay, do I stop up here and try to find parking here? It's 40 miles on down there, give or take. Okay. Or do I go on down and take my chances down there at the TA, the Flying J, or the Pilot down there in Laredo? Because I wasn't sure about parking down there where I was going, which I probably could have parked down there if you want to park that close to the border, whatever. That make a difference. I don't give a damn. I ain't scared. But anyhow, I stopped up there at Encinal. They had that up there where that Love's was.
Yep.
Now they got a Road Ranger. They built a big, big-ass Road Ranger right across the road, the highway from, or right across the road from the Pilot. That Love's. That Love's was slam-packed full of trucks. They was trying to park on top of each other. I didn't even have to go in there. I just looked from the road, the street, to see that there wasn't nothing in there. Them guys, there was four ways blinking. There was guys, yeah, I said, well, I went down and literally right across the street, I turned left and went into that Road Ranger, place like a ghost town. I bet there was 50, 60 spots left in that damn place. I bet there was 30 trucks in that whole damn parking lot. Mm-hmm. Now, what in the hell makes guys want to congregate on these big chain truck stops, TA, Petro, Love's, Pilot. You know, they want to go to these big truck stops. What, does that make them feel like a big rigger go there? I don't give a damn. I go to a Speedway and Mom and Pop's be a gravel lot with potholes big as a Volkswagen. I don't care. If there's parking, I'll park there.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in there. I mean, you know, I don't know what their deal is. I don't know. But I went in there and I parked. Was quiet. I shut the truck off. Everybody else was shut off. Man, it was a nice, peaceful, quiet day. Didn't have to worry about getting my hood door off. Now, why?
You would have got your hood door off if you parked over or tried to park over that Love.
I know, right? I know. So I got up this morning at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I took off. I come on down here, start breaking daylight. I went down there, went in, delivered, come over here now. I'm down here. Come down, I'm down here at Laredo now. I'm down here at that Flying J right there across from TA. But because I, like I said, I had 67 and three-quarter hours on my 70 this week. They run me to death, man. So I told him, I said, I got to get my 34. So I said, I'll be ready to go at noon tomorrow. So I said, I'm looking here.
I'm looking for donations.
Yeah, I know. I ain't out of here yet either. I got to go back up across that border patrol up there at check station. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
Chances are pretty good. I might need a donation before I get out of here.
Yeah. Tell your wife to get that ticket ready because she's going to have to bail you out of jail.
I always like that. I always pulled up every year around Laredo. Every week I was down here in Laredo. I was pulling flatbed there for a while years ago, me and Tim. But I come down there, and every time up through there, you pull up there, they'd ask you, what's your citizenship or whatever. And as soon as you pull up there, they look at you and said, hi, how you doing? You know? So how you doing, officer? He'll look at you and ask you where you're from. Really? You can't tell by me talking where I'm from? You tick turd. I said, U.S.
Well,
anybody else with you? No. I don't know.
Well, you know, I had a buddy of mine. He grew up in Houston. And he went through there one time out of Laredo. And they said, U.S. citizen? And of course, you're supposed to just say yes and go on, right?
Yeah.
And he said, U.S. citizen? He goes, are you a U.S. citizen? He says, no. I'm a citizen of the Republic of Texas. And the Border Patrol said, I get the hell out of here.
I'll get the hell out of here. shit, I'm a citizen of the Republic of Texas.
Yeah.
Ah, that's some funny shit right there.
But yeah, it's a crazy business. You know, they're supposed to, like you said, they're supposed to be looking out. And I guess as long as they just keep asking U.S. citizen, U.S. citizen, nobody will ever sue them for being, you know, assuming race or assuming anything, because they can, you know, as long as they keep asking. I had a student, he was Asian, and I'm pretty sure he was born in Dallas and everything. His accent, I mean, he didn't have like a really country accent, but his English was perfect, you know, and everything. But the funny thing was, is that the guy was, you know, when he went through Laredo and he said, U.S. citizen. And the student was like, yeah. You want to see my passport? And he's like, no, you say you are. I believe you. Go on like that. And the student was like shocked. He's like, he didn't ask for any ID. He didn't know I could have just been lying. I said, yeah, unless he suspects something, but ain't too many Asian people trying to cross the border, I guess.
Yeah. I know, Truck Show. I can tell you a little secret, but I'll tell you a little story about that damn border, the border patrol up there at the check station up here in Laredo, but that's a story for another day. I was pulling a covered wagon, then hauling onions out of Laredo, Farr and McAllen and down in there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
But anyhow, yeah. So I don't know.
But I mean, that's all you can pray for if you're participating in the, you know, like I said, you got to participate if you care enough. You know, I think I agree with Greg. If you're sitting back there, you know, crybaby truckers, well, you're the crybaby. Because you're the one that's bitching about problems and not doing anything about it. To me, that's crybaby.
Just like the election, you know. If you if you don't vote, don't bitch. If you don't go to the polls and vote, then don't bitch if the man you want or whatever don't win. Because, you know, every vote counts. It may or may not, according to the last election. I guess it don't. But if they get that straight down, if you don't vote, you got no right to bitch about who's your president, who your leader is.
Right.
Me, I vote every year. Every election, I vote. That way I can bitch my heart out, man, for the next 4 years. But if I don't go vote, then I got no right to say anything. Sit there and keep my mouth shut and take my punishment.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, so we're winding on down here. What do we got, about 10 minutes left, I think? Ain't no big deal. Like I said, we're...
Oh, shut
we're,
up. Let Robbie have it. He's being
yeah,
too quiet.
Say, Robbie, say your piece. Speak now.
Forever hold my, I need donations. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my trailer payment.
Get your lazy ass to work.
Yeah,
yeah, if people actually pay to work.
I know. See, that's the other thing. See, that, and that's the thing we were just talking about earlier. I don't know if you were listening along at that time, Robbie. I think I was by myself there a little bit. But it was about, like you're saying, the crybaby truckers, the ones that are sitting there talking about how, get out of my way, I'm trying to make a living. They shut the border down. You know, they blockaded a lot of the borders. And the one driver, he said he was stuck there 3 days. Man, he was stuck there 3 days before he could cross the border to make his delivery. His wife and child didn't know when he was coming home. I mean, hardship because of these protesters.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's trucking. That's what I said. That's trucking.
That's right. Hey, Robbie, have you got your passport?
Nope.
You're
don't
sitting down here bitching about
either.
You're sitting down there. You go. You're sitting there bitching about not making any money. You could have went up there and got a hold of Trudeau, and you could have been up there hauling them trucks out there on that RGN and been making all kind of money.
Oh, man. Hey.
See there? You missed the boat.
I was just going to say, too, that Renek and I, we would have been up there to help the truckers in Ottawa had any of us been, if any of us would have been vaccinated. Because we can't cross the border.
Yeah. There was some American drivers that went up there, I guess, U.S. drivers that went up there and was to join in that protest. I said, no, man, that's. I do a lot. And I got nothing but kudos for what they're doing, man. And I'm fully in full agreement with what they're doing. But they can do their country, and I'll do mine. I'm not coming up there, because if you're going to get thrown in jail, you sure as hell ain't going to do it in Canada.
Well, and even,
yeah,
even
if
you donated
money. I'm going to get thrown in jail. I'm going to get it done down here.
So there was there was another thing that I saw on the Ben Shapiro. One of those computer hackers that lives in their mother's basement, he hacked GoFundMe, and he got access to all the email and addresses and personal information of all the people that donated to those trucker protests. And then sent that to the New York Times, and New York Times was calling these people. Hey, you donated $40 to this protest. You know, are you some kind of racist and extremist or whatever? And they kept calling these people. And I mean, he was on TikTok bragging that he was the one that did it. Nobody's arrested this guy for actually violating the law and releasing personal information. That, I mean, he's okay. It's okay that he did that. It's fine.
Yeah, somebody needs to hack in and find out where he's at and go up there and give him a good old-fashioned country ass whooping.
Yeah, yeah, we need to show up.
Yeah,
pull
his ass, show up on his doorstep, give him a good thumping, and say now.
Yeah, pull
the
truck down your street.
You should have the number for the New York Times. Call him, tell him about that ass whooping you just got.
Exactly.
And tell him a truck driver gave it to you.
Yep. You know, I think you're totally right about that. You know, back in the day, people didn't commit crimes. You know why? Because they got their ass whooped for committing crimes.
That's right.
Nowadays, it's too damn
That's
easy.
Right.
You can commit a crime and just get a ticket. Just pay the ticket.
Yeah, they want to sit around and whine and cry now, man. But back then, it was payback. You know, if you were wrong, you was wrong. But if you was right and somebody done you wrong, you just got payback. That's all. You didn't say nothing. You didn't go out and tell everybody. You just went out, took care of business, and went on. You didn't run your mouth about it. He got an ass whooping, and he got no way of proving it. You see anything? I didn't see anything. See anything? No, I didn't see nothing. Yeah. Sort of like Roadhouse, you know, when they went in there and got up the joint. You see anything? Nope, I didn't see nothing. You see anything? No, I didn't see nothing. You see anything?
Polar
bear fell on me.
Polar bear
fell
on me.
Damn.
So yeah, Robbie, what do you call, you know, there's so many of these truckers out there saying, oh, get out of my way, I'm trying to make a living. But they're the ones that are hauling the freight for next to nothing and saying, I got to make a living, I can't afford to shut down. Well, yeah, because you got to get paid. If you got paid, then you could afford to shut down. You could afford to stay home.
We go down to the truck show. We need to take a white trailer and go down there, and we can still screw them sponsors down there. We don't have to do nothing except project the damn movie on the side of one of them trailers like a drive-in. See how many lawn chairs we get over sitting around the corner of the parking lot watching the movie.
You know what?
Black Dog.
I can do that. I've got the projector right here under the desk here, man. I can just plug it into our speaker system. We're ready to roll.
No.
Exactly.
We don't need a dim light trailer. We just need Greg's trailer and a white tarp, and they would just drape it all the way down that 53 foot.
No, we'll have a white trailer. Donnie's supposed to be down there with his trailer, with a trailer.
There you go.
Trailer.
Yep.
Use a white trailer, man, because then you can make it big as you want. To hell with that sheet. Blow that sumbitch up to where, focus it in to where it's clear, make it size of a movie screen.
Yep.
And we can set the projector up on your trailer or, you know, up on something so it's over everybody's head, project it right on the side of the trailer, they can sit around watching a movie. Hey, we ain't taking up no more parking spots. We got the same parking spots we always had. We'll just park a couple of our ones in the middle right there and then let have at it.
Now who's trying to think outside the box?
Boom.
That's right. I forgot. You don't have the cigarette. She can do it herself.
Yeah, she can go in and do it.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I was just sitting here while we was talking. I have to think about that. I said, screw him. I'll make his life as miserable as he's making ours, you know? Piss on it. We ain't doing nothing. Yep. We're tailgating. It's just us. We're bored. We're going to watch a movie tonight.
Yeah, these people that brought up their lawn chairs, you know, that's their own decision.
Yeah, we can't. We ain't telling them they can't come over and hang out. We ain't feed them. You know, let them bring their alcohol, come over there, get shit face drunk. I don't care what they do. As long as they don't start fighting and stuff, they can handle their liquor, they can stay there.
That's right.
But just put a movie on, man. Just watch a movie at night. Sit around, just have a beer and drink and watch a movie.
Now, the only thing I say on that, they just if they're going to bring their own alcohol, they just got to share.
No. We'll have our people drink.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the shit some of them guys drink, and I don't want to.
Come on,
yeah,
Greg. Yeah,
last time
you
know Greg drank other people's alcohol, he winded up in the outhouse.
Yeah,
last time
alcohol was involved, didn't tell Ed and me and him that was bullshit. I'll tell you right now.
Greg comes up to me and his glass is like almost empty, and he's like, "Man, I tell you what, I drank all this," and I poured more in out of my glass into his.
Ed said, "I'm gonna go fill up. Go get me some more. You want some more?" I said, "Yeah, you're going down there. Go get me some more." I said, "Bring me up some more." That dirty bastard took his, poured it in mine. I drank it. He didn't drink it. I was drunker than hell. Rum, man. Straight freaking rum, Rocky. That was straight rum, man. Oh, I was. Woo.
Now, wait. On that story, now, mind you, that was when we just had the top bunk in the truck. And his ass, I had to get him up in that top bunk so he could sleep that night.
Man, that
I slept on the floor with the dogs. That's how bad he was.
Yeah. That was almost as
and
bad.
And that was Saturday night. He was not worth nothing on Sunday to load up and get stuff out of there. He was too drunk.
That was almost as bad as that song of Ray Stevens where he smoked all that weed, man. I got naked singing. I caught up with him all the next day. Naked singing on the windmill.
That's awesome. Yeah, we got YouTube fans out there. They're good with watching a movie. They plan on being there. They want the movie. So Greg.
Oh yeah.
We got to figure out three movies.
I think
I have Black Dog. I have all the Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey the Bandit.
And I think we actually
got all of them.
I think we actually have Convoy up there too. I'll have to look. But
Convoy,
we can also download them all too and stream them too.
But yeah,
the only bad thing is about sound too.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we got speakers.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
No,
uh-huh.
We're good to go. Not that hard.
We got the sound system. It'll work good enough for that. Like I said, we can set the projector and everything up on Robbie's trailer. On Robbie's
Donner.
Trailer.
No.
Will you listen to me? You chicken lollipop.
The... Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You set it on top of my truck. That way no one walks
projector.
In front of it.
Put the projector up on the upper deck of your trailer, strap it down so the son of a bitch don't fall off of that whopper-jawed piece of shit. But strap it down up there, and that way it'll be high enough that it'll be over top of everybody's head. They won't be walking through it all the time.
Yeah.
Project
no,
it on
that's
the side of Donnie's
put it,
trailer.
Since
and
my
if it's
truck's
up on the
flat
trailer,
up on top.
Show management. Yes, but if show management, they can't say nothing about it. Because it's not on the ground. It's not on their property. It's on our equipment. Just like I'm going to get a sunshade up. I don't give a shit. If I've got to get a sunshade somewhere, a cheap sunshade, I'm going to get one. And I'm going to get Aaron to make up red letters, red neck and eyes, and big red letters. And I'm going to put it on that sunshade. And I'm going to stick it in my damn windshield.
Uh-huh.
He said we ain't allowed to have signs. All right, that is my personal sunshield. That is in my truck. It's not a banner. It's a sunshield.
I was actually looking into those, and to get them, they're pretty expensive. We order them separately because we have to do each truck, and it's going to be way too much. But if everybody has their own, we can get cheap material and put up in front of them with the logo on it or the lettering. And then use the sunshades or something to hold that back up in there.
You know what else you could do? Check on that static cling. You know, the vinyl static cling.
Uh-huh.
You just like it's a vinyl tent put on there. It's just vinyl. You just, it's static cling. You know, just like the cling stickers.
Yeah.
And have redneck and eyes put on that. And just have it split, you know, like redneck and eyes on the other one. And let them put it right across, or one, and let them roll it out, put it right across the bottom of their windshield. You know, like 6-inch letters or something, right across the bottom of their windshield on the inside. You know, the black 12-inch, whatever, the black static cling with redneck and eyes letters on it. They can just roll it out, spray a little bit of water on it, squeeze it out, or set it up there, you know, put it on like static cling when we get down. Everybody can do it, or we can help each other do it. Put that right across the bottom of your windshield. And when he says, "Oh, you can't do that," I said, "The hell, he can't do it. That's my window tent." Well, you want me now? You want me to start scraping shit off the inside of my windows? Really? I'll be the first one to tell him go pack it in his ass. Sue me, because that's part of my truck.
Right.
You know, there's more one way to fight this dog. Just we got to do what we got to do. But we ain't going to serve
no
food.
Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead.
I'm done.
I was just going to say, I have been thinking outside the box for months, and every time I do, I get told no.
Yeah. Say it, Greg.
Because we could go and set 10x10 tents up in front of everybody's truck down through there, and everybody serve a different type of food, and it comes right through, and it's like, we're all tailgating. This is all our personal for each truck.
You know, I thought about that. That would work. But the food's all going to come out of the same damn area, though. And he's going to know where they are. Unless each one of you is going to cook something. I ain't cooking. I'm telling you, I ain't cooking. And we know Robbie can't
cook.
What
are you going to cook
down
there?
So what the hell are we going to do? We're going to let Robbie do the hamburgers because you can't trust him with the baked beans.
Hey, we upgraded the pans. We're good with the baked beans now.
Like 8, 9, 10 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago, Robbie. It was 2018 to be exact.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the snow shovel. The snow shovel still. The snow shovel still up there, Robbie. It's still got dried beans on it. I got the proof.
Oh shit.
Matter of fact, we was gonna put your name on that shovel.
Yeah.
That's good.
Go get Aaron to
make it. If everybody's in full agreement with it, then on the movies, we'll do a movie. They can sit and do what they gotta do. All of our food shit, like I said, we're not serving nobody food because show management will throw us out. We'll just tell them we can't, man, because they'll throw us out. We eat, and then we'll sit out there with our cooler and sit there with our lawn chairs and have our beer, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. That's it.
Yep. So if anybody doesn't know, they're listening right now, this is pretty much how our meetings go. We just kind of shoot the shit back and forth about our ideas and everything. We're pretty much, this is a meeting, really, pretty much. But that was
I forgot.
So what do you call one of the questions that we didn't ask earlier when we did have a meeting was, Tiffany, have you ordered the, what do you call them, the vinyl decals that go on the side of the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are ordered, and we will have all those about the 13th of March. Also with the muscle-type shirts or the whatever you want to call those ones, they're all being done too, along with water bottles.
Cool. So everybody out there listening, just know we're pretty much getting set up to where we're going to be able to sell t-shirts at the show in the booth. So redneck and nice t-shirts, and we'll have the decals at the show as well. And there'll be a number of things. We'll have tons of stuff give away. We're looking at our sponsors bringing stuff given away. And then looking at trying to raffle off some cool stuff. So we're still in the works of all that. But when we have more details, we'll let everybody know. But as far as we'll have T-shirts and decals for sure. And then our giveaways, we got some of our little, what would Redneck and I's do wristbands that just have the website on them. And it's just a little stuff that we had accumulated through buying stuff on the internet and koozies and things like that and old pins. I still got pins. I don't know where they came from. I found them the other day. But anyway, but all that kind of stuff. And like I said, we're working on making sure that we can sell those at the show. That's going to be a big hit, I think. I think that's, and just forewarned that having a recognized T-shirt at the show could get you banned.
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
If you're caught wearing one of the Redneck and Ice t-shirts and one of us come up to you, you will get put in for a special drawing.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
There you go. So if you have a Redneck and Ice t-shirt or that means like buy it on Thursday and then wear it on Friday? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If one of us catch you wearing one throughout the show, we'll come up and give you something. Then you just got to come back to the booth and pick up your prize.
Man, oh man! See, this is news to me. I want to be walking around wearing my shirt.
Yeah, we are excluded from this deal.
Oh, okay. Damn it!
But as Ed said earlier too, that's where we're at down there. We can't be doing what we was doing as far as the food and the big entertainment and whatever like we was doing before. But anybody that, has any questions or comments about why you want us there, you need to get on show management's website and just let them know. Tell them how you feel about us and everything, because until they, decide to approve us or whatever, we can't do anything. So until they say yes, then it's no, we can't do it.
Truckingshow.com.
Yep. Go to truckingshow.com and just, vent your frustrations with them. That's all I can tell you, because we can't do anything more. We've been fighting them for the last probably 3, 4, 5 truck shows, and it just gradually gets worse every year. It's coming down to where they're in it to win it. They're in it for all the money for them, and they don't care about anybody else. It's like, what I say before, corporate greed.
Well, it's not, and just that. I mean, it's like we've gotten to the point now where we're in the game, and we want to participate.
Right.
And we're willing. We've got sponsors, and we're willing to pay the money that's required. But we just got told no. You know, we actually
yep.
have the money. We're waving the money in front of their face, and they said no.
Yep.
So
we've offered 2 years in a row to rent the lot, and they keep telling us no. They've already got their sponsors. Then we find
yep.
out that one of them that they had this year wasn't there the last one, and then all of a sudden they pop up right at the last minute. So,
yeah.
you know, whatever.
Yep. Yep.
But per Matt's website, they are still looking for sponsorship and up for different stuff to show. And one of the things that they is still showing that they are still accepting sponsorship is for the truck parking lot.
See?
All right. Then why did they tell us no?
That
I don't know.
Like it.
They told me that they had
don't
all
like
of the sponsorship they needed.
Yep.
All right. Then that's when if somebody needs to send them an email and say why, ask them why. You told us that you had all the sponsorship. Now you're still advertising for more. So that tells me that you're discriminating against us because of our name or whatever, because we've offered, and you refused us twice, three times,
mm-hmm.
basically. So now it's coming to the point where we're going to have to take this to the next level, see what they say
and
about that.
Also, if mm-hmm. anybody needs tickets, come see us, because we will have some tickets to give away, too.
What are you
for
talking
the
about?
Show. For down to the truck show for Matt. So if you get
okay,
there
yeah.
and you don't have
yeah,
a ticket, just come see
right.
us because we have them.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is that where we're at, you don't need actually to have a ticket to the show. You don't need to be already in the show to come see
registered.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, the area that we're going to be in is the free area where that's
yeah.
where like we're going to be like right down the road from the registration area. So we're going to have those. We're going to go pick some up, and we'll have those. And you come see us, and you just you don't need to. You know, for years, I think on Thursday, there's really never been anybody there. But there's always this little ticket booth right in front of the door when we walk in, and they would sell tickets. It was like $20 a pop because they're free if you go online and do it beforehand, but if you don't, you got to buy a ticket. And nobody hardly ever buys a ticket because either you already got one or you know somebody that has extras. And we've always had extras. Every year we've always had extras. We've always done that. We're at the parking lot on Wednesday afternoon. People come up to us. You got your extra tickets? Yeah, we got them right here. Here you go. So, yeah, always.
Yeah, well, I put in for 50 because I didn't know how many we would need. I think it was 50 or maybe it was 100. But I didn't want to get too awful many, but part of being in there with the booth, we can get complimentary tickets.
I got you.
Oh.
Hmm. So we got our YouTube fan, Chris, he said he called Chris Blair and told him that he wanted to see Redneck and I's in the parking lot. And he told Chris that there was sponsors that are going to be set up in the parking lot. And I think Chris Blair, he's not in charge of the parking lot. Is that right?
No. Adam Wakeman is. Chris Blair takes care of everything inside the convention center itself.
Right. So Chris Blair was, he's not the guy in charge of the parking lot. He's only in charge of the
no.
inside. Now he might know.
Yeah,
Adam
Wakeman
and Toby Young.
Yeah, right. So what I would say to that comment is that he doesn't have all the information about the history of that, but also there are sponsors. We know that there are going to be sponsors. We know, too, if you go on the website, you go on to, what is it, events? Where am I at? Where is it at?
I think it's planning or something.
Yes.
Planning
so when
your
you're,
trip for Matt. Yeah.
Yes. So when you're on the main page, click on the little menu button on the far right side. And it says events and education, and you click on it, and then you scroll down, and it tells you about the concert, tells you about the events, tells you about the what do you call it, the Pride and Polish, whatever. There's supposed to be a truck and tractor pool, and then down at the bottom it says truck parking community, and then it says learn more, and you click on that, and it takes you to the parking community, and then it gives you the rules and regulations and the time when the parking lot opens, which the parking lot The free lot will be open Wednesday morning at 7:30 in the morning. That's when it. So you don't have that. Nobody can go into that lot until 7:30 Wednesday morning. Just so anybody doesn't know for sure. But the TA and Petro and TA Express and all that, they've always been sponsors. So they're one of the other sponsors. The second sponsor that's listed here is Werner, like Werner Enterprises, the trucking company. Those are the two sponsors. And usually there's always been just two. But like you say, and according to the website, they're still looking for more. But
corporate greed.
Right. Now, the craziest thing about it is there's going to be, of course, they're going to have showers there. They've always done that before, which isn't really the best thing. Say, we don't even use them that much. I don't know if anybody with Redneck and I has used those showers since we've started our hotel deal. But then the TA service trucks will be out there changing tires, and that's going to be fun. Redneck and I will definitely have somebody watching out for that, because that really just ain't cool with safety. If they're all about safety and proper stuff, they shouldn't be doing that stuff out there in that parking lot. So that's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, that's the sponsorship. So when you see sponsors on there, you know, we always know there's going to be, there was supposed to be in 2020, it was going to be JB Hunt, which was the JB Hunt 360. I guess they backed out. Of course, the show got canceled. Now Werner stepped in, and Werner wasn't on there. When we were actually trying to become a sponsor of the parking lot, Werner wasn't mentioned. So either Werner was already done, they just didn't update it, or Werner is new, and they're like, well, we don't want Redneck and I. We'd rather have Werner. And so really it's, like you say, discrimination.
Bottom line is, unless TA steps up their game, they're doing nothing for the drivers other than maybe an old donut in the morning and a cup of coffee while they're waiting on the bus. And you better get it before they're gone, because they don't get no more. And your showers. Other than that, TA don't do a whole hell of a lot for you. Nothing.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't know unless TA steps up their game, and we'll see what Werner's planning on doing. But they got some big shoes to fill. That's all I can say.
The TA thing is funny because, you know, it's the shower deal. They set up a tent. The tent is supposed to be a place for you to hang out while you're waiting on the bus, which is often a lot of times empty. But then what they did was is they said, okay, well, it's cold and it's raining and we want to provide showers. So the people that are actually like booking the showers and taking care of the showers, well, those are the people that are hanging out in the tent to stay warm or out of the rain while everything is – so when you go in there, there'll be a little table and a little laptop, and somebody will be sitting in there. And they'll have a box of donuts, which is probably about maybe a dozen of donuts. So if you're, you know, they say, oh, yeah, have a donut. Well, once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, then that's probably only one day. The next day, there's none.
Like I said, I'm just waiting for TA to get their foot in the door real good down there. And next thing you know, they're going to be charging everybody like they do in the truck stops. They're going to be charging everybody for your parking spot. You're going to have to reserve your spot.
No, you know what I think? I think what they might do is they might set up a store inside that tent, and you go in and you're going to have to pay $5 for that donut.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, right?
$2.39 or $2.49 for a cup of coffee.
Well,
get it everywhere else for $1.89 a pilot or wherever you go into TA, and they're proud of their shit, boy.
Well, and we're, you know, talking about coffee. Remember at those TA, I don't know, Greg, when's the last time you were actually in the show? Like, you actually walked around in the show. That's been a while, hadn't it?
No, I haven't been over since Toby started acting like an ass.
Right. So you go to the TA booth, and the TA booth actually has coffee, free coffee, inside the truck show at the booth.
I can't drink enough to get back my money that I paid out here on the road.
Well, what's so funny to me is it's like, wait a minute. People are out there freezing their butt off waiting on that shower, and they don't have free coffee out there. You could take the coffee out to that tent and make a lot of people happy. And the last thing they want to do is drink coffee in this warm building. You know, in fact,
you know,
why would I take a cup of coffee when I can walk down here and pay $15 for a cup of beer?
You know what Forrest
Gump
said?
$4 for a bottle of water.
What did Forrest Gump say? I never was a smart man, but I could tell when something... Never mind.
Yeah.
You fill in the blanks.
Yeah. That's another cool, that's another interesting remark that Tip made. I tell you what, if you have the ability to... You got water or soda. If you like your food and snacks, okay, they don't really check everything. So if you've got a bag, people bring wagons, and then half of that wagon is like an ice chest, because you're going to be paying for that water. And if you show up to the show and you get hungry or thirsty and you need to buy something to drink or eat, it's gonna cost.
What was a bottle of water over there last time you got one over there? Because you just had to have it. What was it? $3-4 for a bottle of water?
It was $4, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the very first time we were there, and that was the last time I ever
bought
water.
I bought a soda over there because I was thirsty, and I paid $5.50 for it.
Yeah.
God, that's just asinine.
I should have said, screw this, I'm going back to my truck because I got a fridge full of soda.
That's you know,
yeah,
what?
See,
you gotta make sure that's on the list to take into the show every day for our booth as an ice chest.
Oh, it's already on there.
Yeah, I tell you what. I remember, hey, and you know the cool part, we might even do that too with one of my good friends that I always see at the truck show every year, we don't really know each other other than the truck show, is the guy that sells the flashlights over there, SoCal Flashlights. He's a cool guy. And you go over there and you spend some good money on some good flashlights. I mean, I still got my flashlight. I love it. And so I went over there, and, of course, I bought a flashlight, and I went back the next day. I said, you know what? I love that so much. I want to buy one for my dad. So I bought another one, bought another pocket knife and all that. And he's like, you know what, man? You're so great. I love my dad, too. We're going to be good friends and everything. He said, hey, I got something for you. And he goes underneath his little thing, pulls up his little apron on his table, and he comes back up, and he's got a cold Bud Light right there for me. I was like, all right, thanks, man. So, yeah, you go to these booths and you spend money, man, they'll treat you like a king, I tell you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be – it'll be interesting, but, yeah, we'll have the next couple weeks here and from now until the show, we got some more planning to do, but, hey, might have to try to beat them at their own game. That's all we can do, but
yep.
Like I said, anybody that don't agree with the way it is, there's nothing they can do, but, you know, just you know, notify show management on it because it's out of our hands. We can't do anything.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, so.
Voice your opinion.
That's pretty much all we got left is we got the power of the people, you know. And hopefully we still do. I mean, we thought we did before. We were told that it was getting out of hand with the people when we set a call to action, but this time around they don't really seem to care, so. But we just hope that everything goes through. But we'll get the word out the best we can when you call and talk to somebody. You know, just
well,
let them know. You don't need, you know, before what they were saying was, is they were saying they were getting death threats and all that kind of crap. And I don't believe it for a second, but, you know, but.
No, I don't either.
But we will not do anything like that. We will tell, what we'll do is if you need to express your opinion, all you need to do is you send them an email or you give them a phone call, and it really doesn't even matter who you talk to. But all you need to do is just say, I want Redneck and Knives at the parking lot. That's all you got to do. And you say, thanks for taking my call. And really, you don't have to. I mean, I know it's important to speak to the right person. But, I mean, if enough people call and talk to whoever answers the phone, they're all in the same office. They'll know it. You know, so it's like they know. They know who we are. You know, just the other day, what did Tiff say? That, you know, they called her by a different name. And the reason why they called her by a different name is because it wasn't because of this year. It was because of the years before, because they know who we are.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they know us. They've seen us. I mean, a lot of my views on YouTube here are probably show management people watching my videos. They know. They see us.
I hope they are. I hope they are. I hope they're hearing every word of it.
Yep. Because, you know, and that, you know, I sent an angry email one time to the local license plate place here to get tags on my motorcycle, and I called him. I said, "Man, you bunch of Biden loving hippies. Why are you closed, you know, during the pandemic?" And the guy sent me back an email, and he's like, "Man, I ain't no damn Biden supporter. You need to check that and all that." And so yeah, and that's we're pretty much to that brink now, you know. That it's a political thing. So now what's going to happen is there'll be a truck show for the Democrats and there'll be a truck show for the Republicans. That's what it's going to come down to, because that's what it seems to be like. And then what we start seeing is that people that want to play the game and be in good standings with everyone and really alienate the people that don't want to participate in all of that. Like, what do we call it? Kiss assery that we see going on.
Yes.
We see a lot of people kissing ass that we thought were like, you know, gangster, hardcore outlaw truckers, but they seem to be toting the bill toward, you know, "Oh, we'll do whatever you say, boss. Yes, sir. Yes, sir." And
chasing the money,
you know. You know, nothing personal.
We know who they are, and they know who they are. Yeah, nothing personal, just business, you know.
Yep.
You know, we was told, well, you know, maybe we can just do stuff like the homeless, you know. No,
yep.
We ain't playing that game. That's not what we do.
Right.
We're not going to come in there like the homeless and set up and wait for them to kick us out. No, we're either going to do this legal, you're going to let us do it the right way, or we ain't doing it.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, so they all know who they are.
Yep. Well, that's about it. I think we're going to wrap it up here. I really appreciate everybody listening along, and thanks for all the good comments and everything. And like I said, if you want to reach out to the Mid-America Trucking Show, it's the truckingshow.com website. That's where you can get all the contact information for them and all the information you need to get to that show. But everybody, please go to our website, redneckandeyes.com. That's the place where you can get all of our information, our links to our sponsors, links to our social media accounts. You can follow us on Facebook is probably the best way to keep track of us. And also, don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that, because that's really growing. And I hope that it becomes the future of Redneck and I, where we can get information and education out to truck drivers and the motoring public out there about the highways and the trucking industry. And then, you know, hopefully even generate sponsorship and revenue toward the YouTube channel that goes to setting up and serving food and having a great time for the truck drivers. That's the whole point. So I think that we can look forward to doing all that. And like I said, we will be getting with everybody later on here, because it's working down to the wire. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar right now, and it's this week. 1, 2, 3, 4.
31 days.
31 days till the truck show. Bam.
Yep.
So, yep.
Wait a minute. Ed, you want us to wait for a minute? Do you take your shoes off?
Why do you want to get my shoes off?
So you can count.
I need to count. Yep. I need to count my fingers.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, cool. All right. Well, you guys. Yeah, that doesn't matter. But anyway. Let's see, go here. And I was going to fire up. What's on? I don't know. What's good going out music, Greg? You know what I like? Yeah. I like this song right here. Let's groove it. Here we go. We're going to cue the music. Greg is done talking. Greg has left the building, ladies and gentlemen. All right, fellas, everybody, y'all done, or did y'all hang up?
I'm out. See you later, y'all.
All right, right now.
I'm out.
Be careful.
Have a good one.
Good night, guys.
Yep.
Ride slow and easy.
There you go. Appreciate you. Y'all have a good night. Everybody be safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches, and we'll see you next week. That's Sundays every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733 to be part of the conversation, or you can just listen along. Also, we'll be on YouTube Live, Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody joining in for that. And don't forget to go to our website, redneckandeyes.com. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Load to Ride Transportation, DPF Regeneration, and Trucker Tools. We appreciate all their support. And like I said, we look forward to seeing everybody at the truck show, Mid-America Trucking Show, March 24th through the 26th in Louisville, Kentucky. Until next time, we'll see you. Redneck and Eyes Radio, later on. No,